Daniela Catalan hosting a very special GMP podcast. On January 26, 2016, the GMP encountered a mysterious character, Lemony Snicket, aka Daniel Handler. Turns out he is the author of the series of Unfortunate Events and All the Wrong Questions. He covered everything from soup to nuts. Soup being beet soup, weird, and the nuts being us. Brace yourself for our most mysterious episode yet. The adventure begins.
Yes, it is I.
Hi, I'm Daniela Catalan, and here I am with the team.
Hello.
First question, are you wanted?
Am I wanted?
Yes.
Do you mean, am I wanted to participate in this podcast? Well, I assumed so, because I was asked to be. But if you've changed your mind, or if it's some kind of vicious trick, and you've invited me on the podcast only to tell me that I'm not, in fact, wanted on the podcast, then I will be once again collapse in despair and find myself as upset and unhappy as I have almost always been.
Oh, I think maybe she means in the legal sense.
Oh, in the legal sense that I wanted?
Yeah.
I guess it depends what you mean. I mean, I think everyone, and to some extent, is wanted by some arm of the law. Perhaps you're wanted by the police, or perhaps you're wanted by a law school in order to attend it. Perhaps you're wanted by the Department of Parks and Recreation because they would like to name a lake after you. But if you're asking me if I, you know, have mysterious enemies who are surrounding me at every moment, then the answer is probably yes.
Hi, I'm Angelica Benitez, and
hello.
Hi. Why did you choose your pen name to be Lemony Snicket, and how did you come up with it?
Well, I mean, like most people, Lemony Snicket is a person who is named by his parents, right? When a man and a woman love each other very much and they would like to have a child, they do, and then they can name the child whatever they want. So when I began to think about the case of the Baudelaires and who might be telling it, I thought of Mr. and Mrs. Snicket and what they might name a son of theirs.
Hi, I'm Victoria Benitez, and I am part from the GMP. I have a few questions for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
What inspired you to be an author?
I'm very inspired by blank paper. When I see a sheet of blank paper, I think it would be interesting to put a story on there that has not been told yet. So I find blank paper very inspiring, and I tend to keep a lot near me all the time.
Did you have education when you were a child?
I did. I attended several schools. Some of them were delightful and some of them were terrible.
Did you get bullied?
Yeah, I would say sometimes that I got bullied. I think just about every child is bullied at one point or another, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Yeah. So eventually everyone gets bullied, which I think also means that eventually everyone acts like a bully, but no one likes to think about that. People don't like to think about the times that they were a bully. They like to think about the times that they were bullied.
Hello, this is Estuardo.
Hello.
What did you do for fun when you were a child?
What did I do for a child?
Say it more clearly.
Honey. I'm sorry, I didn't hear all the whole question, I think.
What did you do fun when you were a child?
Oh, what did I do for fun when I was a child?
Yeah.
I thought you said, what did you do to a child? I thought you were accusing me of some terrible crime. That made me nervous. When I was a child, I liked very much to read. I liked very much to swim. And I liked very much to cook. And I still like to do all those things. This morning, I was swimming in the San Francisco Bay, which is very cold. And this afternoon, I cooked. I made a beet soup. And I will do a little reading this evening. Normally, I like to do my reading in the morning, but this morning I was very busy, so I'm going to read this evening.
What are you reading?
Oh, well, right now I'm reading a collection of poetry by Ada Limón, who is a poet who lives here in California. She is originally from Mexico, I believe, and she's a fascinating poet who I love to read.
Do you read your own books?
Well, I think if you're an author and you're working on your book, you have to read it while you're working on it. I don't know how I could work if I were blindfolded and I couldn't read the book. I think that would be very difficult. But I don't know any author who sits around on a lonely evening and reads their own work. I think that would be too upsetting, particularly in my case where the books are so upsetting anyway. So I don't read my own books once they're finished very often, no.
It's Victoria again. How old are
you? Hello, Victoria again.
How old are you?
I'm 46. How old are you?
Eight.
Well, that explains why we didn't go to school together.
Why won't you show your face?
Well, I show my face all the time, but there are many pictures of Lemony Snicket that are quite mysterious. But I don't know if it's fair to say that he doesn't show his face, because I feel like he shows the back of his face all the time.
How
but
come you?
None of you are showing your faces to me right now, so I might as well ask you that question.
It's very mysterious.
For all I know, you're all hideous monsters.
Maybe we are.
That's right, I have no idea.
This is Angelica, and how come you always approach things in a mysterious way?
Because I find life very mysterious. And wherever I go and whatever I do, I am completely bewildered by the world. For instance, today I'm sitting at my desk and I'm talking on the phone to total strangers. I can't see any of them. Sometimes I can't even hear their questions, and it's a very mysterious circumstance. So if I were working on a book about you right now, it would probably be a mystery because I know so little about you.
Is the series of unfortunate events real?
Is it real? Were there real books, if that's what you mean? You can actually pick them up and hold them.
No, if the Baudelaires were actually real people.
I find that very hard to answer, because I think they're as real as Lemony Snicket, and I think the stories are actual stories. I don't know if it happened exactly the same way that they happened in the books, but I think they're actual stories and actual characters in them.
Do you know who caused the fire that ruined their lives?
I don't know who caused the fire. Do you know who caused the fire?
Maybe Count Olaf?
He would also be my primary suspect, because he seems like a terrible person. But just because you're a terrible person doesn't mean you burned anybody's house down, right? You probably
Maybe.
Know terrible people at your school, but it doesn't mean that they burn people's houses down.
I have a question for you. Do you base your characters on people that you know, or do you make them up?
Well, I wander around the world, and when I meet people, I notice things about them, and I keep those things in mind if I ever want to use them. So I feel a little bit as if I'm wandering around the world with a pair of scissors, and then I cut people's little pieces of people's personality off, and I put them in my notebook, and then I save them for later.
Estuardo says that's sad.
It is. It's terrible. I quite agree. You're very sensible to think so.
It's Victoria. Are you a grandfather, or do you have children?
I have a 12-year-old son, so I hope I'm not a grandfather. I don't think I am. I don't think he's had a baby. And I think he would tell me if he had a baby, so I'm pretty sure that I only have children and not grandchildren.
When you write, do you see yourself as Lemony Snicket or Daniel Handler?
Well, when I write, I don't really see myself. I try not to see anything at all except the story that I'm working on. So I listen to music to get me in the mood, and I might drink some tea to keep me company. And I try not to see anything but the words that I'm writing down on a piece of paper.
Do you have any pets?
No, I don't. I wish I did. When I grew up, I always had a dog, but I don't have a dog now. And sometimes I think I would be the perfect dog owner, but then I also travel a lot, which is hard to have a dog. And I've tried to have other kinds of pets that are easier to take care of, like newts and fish, and I always end up killing them. I stopped doing that.
Why do you kill them?
Well, I don't kill them on purpose. I try to take care of them, and then they die. And it's very heartbreaking. So I've stopped doing it.
Do you eat the fish for dinner?
When they die? No. They're very little fish, and I don't think they would be enough for dinner. I think I would have to kill a lot of tiny little fish to make enough for dinner. But I do go to a fish market. Sometimes in the middle of the day when I'm working, I will walk to a fish market, and there the fish man knows me, and he tells me what fish he recommends that I eat. They're all laid out on the ice, or sometimes they're still alive in a tank.
I noticed something in the first and second book. In the last picture that you show, it showed like a snake when the Baudelaires were being driven off by Mr. Poe. And
right.
And the second book is called The Reptile Room.
Exactly. Mr. Hellquist is very sneaky. He's the illustrator, Brett Hellquist, and he's a very sneaky man. And so he has put a clue to the next volume in every volume of A Series of Unfortunate Events. That's very sneaky of him. And in fact, he's so sneaky that I wonder what other sneaky things he's done that I haven't noticed. So maybe he's robbed a bank and I don't know about it, or maybe he's kidnapped many children and he's put them in the basement. I have no idea.
How old were you? This is Betsy again. Hello. Old were you when you started writing?
I guess about six.
Wow.
Probably. I always was interested in writing, and I was a big reader, and so almost as soon as I knew how to read, I was trying to write my own stories. And I would write them on paper and I would staple them together. And now I basically do the same thing, except I work with a publisher. And so instead of stapling them together myself, the publisher binds them. And instead of trying to illustrate my own stories, because I'm very terrible at drawing, we hire good people like Seth or Myra Kalman or Brett Hellquist. Myra Kalman has illustrated a number of books. We're working on a new book now about the weather. So she's painting some paintings of weather, and I'm doing some words about weather.
Hi. I'm Laz.
Hello.
What was the first book you ever wrote?
The first book
or
I ever wrote?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it depends what you mean. My mother has a book that I wrote in first grade about a giant egg that eats radios. So I guess you could consider that my first book, although unless you're my mother, you didn't read it. And you're not my mother. So... But the first book that was really published by somebody was a book called The Basic Eight, which was published about 6 months before The Bad Beginning.
Huh.
So that would probably be my first book is what most people would think.
Yeah.
Congratulations on the Netflix series, too.
Oh, thank you.
Were you able to really be a part of that, or did you just kind of have to hand over the...
Well, it's in the middle of happening now, and so we'll see. When they made a movie of A Series of Unfortunate Events, I was very involved for a while, and then I was fired. So... We'll see if I get fired from this or not. We don't know.
Well, we hope not.
Thank you. I hope not, too. But it doesn't actually matter how much you hope. It just matters if they fire you.
How did you name Hangfire Hangfire?
I was reading a book, and the book contains the word hangfire, which is a term for a device that takes a while to work, like a slow trap. You could define as being Hangfire, and so I thought that was an interesting name for a villain. If you've read all the volumes and all the wrong questions, then you know what his real name is, but if you haven't, then you don't, and so I won't tell you.
Is the Abominating Beast actually a real beast?
Is it actually a real beast?
Is it based on a real beast?
Yeah.
Well, I got interested in cryptozoology, which is the study of animals that may or may not exist. Like Bigfoot is a famous cryptozoological animal because no one knows if he exists or not, or she. So I was inspired by those kind of creatures. I think it's interesting that we live on a planet and we don't know about many, many creatures that are clearly on it. That's interesting to me.
That's kind of scary also.
Are you going to base a book about us?
I haven't decided yet, but I've snipped little bits of your personality off, and I'll keep them in a notebook, and then we'll never know.
Thank you so much for letting us interview you and being game.
Well, thank you for calling. Most of you seem very nice.
Why most of us?
Well, because I don't know all of you for sure, but most of you seem very nice, so don't worry about it. If you're one of the mean people, you're outnumbered, so you don't have to worry. Okay, goodbye.
Bye. Thank you for everything.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Daniel Handler, for your time and being so fun. Thanks, Susie Young, Daniel Handler's assistant, for putting it together. Our reporters are Daniela Catalan, me, Angie Benitez, Victoria Benitez, Estarla Rodas, you know, Dave, and... Our producer is Betsy Foldes Maiman, GMP theme song by Laz Maiman. Thanks for listening. Tune in next month.
By God, you're a chap worth knowing. An amazing character. It is it.